for USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says the use of force in Atlanta on Rayshard Brooks should be scrutinized, but he resisted violently.
Any use of force, especially use of force that results in someone's death, has to be intensely scrutinized. Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again.
Mark Morio, president and chief executive officer of the National Urban League, told Fox News that the Atlanta police's use of deadly force was disproportionate to the situation.
This man was shot in the back because he ran away and then pointed a taser at the officer. The point was is that the taser is not a deadly weapon, and the use of a gun in response to a taser is also disproportionate.
This is USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30. But Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force has some advice on how to help flatten the curve of the second wave. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Ben Carson told This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that calls to rename places and remove historically offensive statues gets to a point of being ridiculous.
You know, we've reached a point in our society where we dissect everything. We really need to move away from that. We need to move away from being offended by everything. It really gets to a point of being ridiculous after a while.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
First responders are sifting through collapsed buildings in China after a tanker truck explosion, USA's Wendy King reports.
At least 19 people died and more than 172 were injured after a gas tanker exploded on a Chinese highway. The truck was transporting liquefied gas between the cities of Ningbo and Wenzhou. It exploded while exiting a highway in the city of Wenling on Saturday afternoon. It shut down traffic in both directions. Portions of the truck were blasted into nearby buildings, and that caused them to collapse. Local officials said people still remained missing and rescue efforts are still underway. Nearly 100 fire engines from different regions were dispatched to the scene. Around 450 rescuers from different regions were deployed to search the collapsed buildings for survivors. The deputy mayor of Wenling City, Zhu Minglian, said that the cause of the explosion is still under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An amazing gift for a hero, a Central Ohio military veteran named Melroy Court, a brand new home for him and his family.
The most important currency we were granted with
was time.
$1 million worth of time, so it's insane to actually sit there and think about it. Like, these people took time away from their family, 2 weeks away from their family.
He lost both of his legs in an IED blast in December of 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.